November 19th morning here at Dave Govardhan.
Shri Shri Bhajan Rahasya. In the second yam, Anarth Nivritti was described. Those who are chanting Harinam, but they do not try to get rid of the anarthas
and
do not chant with faith. They do not chant under the guidance of the Vaishnavas. Then the chanting of the names will not be pure. Namavas will also be or not, it is also doubtful. Mostly Namaparad, sometimes Namavas. Try to chant purely. At least Namavas you should chant. Describing like this, now in the 33rd yam bhajan means nishtha, when the anarthas are removed. Nishtha means the steady mindedness, one-pointed mindedness. Krishna is our param aradhya, the supremely worshipable. He is our sadhana. Like this, the mind becomes firm, but with intelligence. It's not that naturally it comes, like in Ruchi and Asakti. Now a person is steadying his mind with intelligence, forcing him, his mind. Those who leave their intelligence free of reins, no control, they keep their minds free of any control, their mind become restless and they become attached to material sense objects and they go away from bhajan. So many people came to perform bhajan to nice house, from nice families, brahmacharis, leaving their families, they came here. They did not try to get rid of their anarthas
and
they did not listen properly. The result was they went again to their darkness. Rather, they also became offensive towards the Vaishnavas. That's why, careful. This is described here. For this, nishtha you must have in bhajan. In the third shloka of Shikshastakam, yes, you have so much desire to perform bhajan, but the qualities that are needed for performing bhajan, Srinath, Api Sunichen, Taro Api Sahishnunen, Amanin, Manaden, all these four qualities which are needed, these you do not possess. This Shikshastak shlok have spoken in gradation. First, Nam Nam Akari, he said, how the names, you should chant your names out of humility. Now he is saying how nishtha is coming. Trinadapi Sunich. If you walk over the grass, it bows down and then it gets up again when the foot is lifted, and Vaishnavas are even more humble than this. Taro api sahishnunen, even more tolerant than the tree. Suppose you abuse a tree, what does it do? Will it hit you back? No, it will not respond. But suppose somebody will abuse us, we immediately respond, ready to hit. Where is sahishnunen then? Taro api, a tree, its bark, its root, its branches, its shade, its fruits. It is for everybody else, not for its own use. When he is drying, he doesn't even ask water. Even when you hit it, it gives you fruits. Like this, you should be sahishnu and tolerant. Amanin. Do not desire any respect, honor for yourself and others. He has Krishna in himself, in that person. That's why he is alive. That is why you should offer him appropriate respects, honor. This, by behaving like this, your Naam Sankirtan, it will rise to Nama Bas and will even purer it will become, and then you will be able to chant purely. Mahaprabhuji is saying to Raya Ramanand and to Swarup Damodar, he is saying, listen to the method, listen to the symptoms of the chanting of the names by which pure nanting will come. Having qualities higher than the highest, considering yourself to be most humble.
Reading.
Even when you cut a tree, it doesn't say anything, it doesn't protest, and when it dries, it's drying, it does not ask water, and whoever wants its fruit, he throws a stone at him, and he gives fruit in result.
And
Dharmavrishti, reading. He is tolerating all rain and sun, but others he gives protection from the sun and the rain. If you desire to be a Vaishnava, then you should try to become like this. If you behave like this, no anarthas will be able to enter you.
Dealing.
In every jeev, Krishna is there. That is why all the jeevas should be offered appropriate. What kind of progress he has made in spiritual life, like that, you should honor him, respect him. Translation.
We are continuing the morning classes of Sri Bhajan Rahasya of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. There we are discussing the second yam, or the second portion of bhajan named Anarthanavritti, or the cessation of unwanted desires. Therefore, those who are chanting Harinam but are not endeavoring properly for Anarthanavritti, or to become free from unwanted obstacles, neither are they chanting Harinam with the proper degree of faith, and neither they are under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, then for such a person, Kokon Namabas are the Namaparad. Sometimes they chant Namabas, but mostly it's Namaparad, chanting the holy name with offenses. Therefore, one should make appropriate endeavors to become free from anathas, and one should endeavor for Sudanam, or the chanting of the pure name. As one becomes free from unwanted desires, one reaches the stage of Nishta, or fixed intelligence. At the stage of Nishta, then one's endeavors are called Buddhi Purva. One is endeavoring by strengthening one's intelligence. Then at the stage of Nishta, one's intelligence is fixed. One can understand then that Krishna is my Aradhya, my worshipful deity. He is my goal, he is my Ishtadeva, he is everything. But at the stage of Nishta, this is coming from the intelligence. If the mind is not controlled by intelligence, then the mind will be independent and will thus become attached to material objects. Therefore, many brahmacharis have come for devotional service, but because of not endeavoring properly to become pre-Vimanasas, nor hearing properly from the mouths of the Gurudev and the senior Vaishnavas, or because of some aparad, Vaishnava aparad, again they went back to ignorance. Therefore, there is one verse. I had a big desire to become a Vaishnava, but there was one block, one obstacle. That was the Trinada Pisunichena verse. In this verse, Trinada Pisunichena, Tarohi Vasunichena, Amanena Manadena, Pitanya Sarahi. In this verse, there are four qualities that one should acquire in order to Kirtanya Sarahai, to continuously chant the name. They are Trinadapisa. Therefore, accordingly, in the Shikshastik verse, the second verse of Shikshastik, Nam Nama Kari Bahodo Nirvashatva Shaktis, here is indicated Ananta Vritti. And being most humble, one should then chant the third verse, which indicates the stage of Nishta, Chanara Pisa Vichyana. One should be more humble than a blade of grass, because when you tread on a blade of grass, after some time the blade of grass comes up again. But a Vaishnava should be more tolerant, more humble than even a blade of grass. One should be more tolerant than a tree, because one abuses a tree, one beats a tree, but still the tree gives its fruit to that person who cuts it down. Everything the tree possesses, his branches, leaves, twigs, fruits, bark, and shade, all is for the benefit of others. Even though it is very hard, that tree does not ask anyone for water. Then one should become like that. Amanada. One should not desire any name or fame for oneself. And also Manadeva. Understanding that Krishna is present in the heart of all jivas, no matter who they are, one should offer respect. Also, one should offer respect according to the qualities or position of that person. By chanting the holy name with these four qualities, then the pure name may come. See, Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, Devu Nam Loya Prema Upajaya. Accordingly to that degree, one chants the holy name, to that degree, prayer will manifest in the heart. Therefore, what are the symptoms of that person whose prem has entered the heart? What are their symptoms? All good qualities will be there. Especially they will be very, very humble. Just like a tree that never asks for water, even in the summer months. And if you beat the tree, he gives you fruit. Even though he tolerates the burning of the sun, he gives his share to others. Therefore, one who does like this, performs bhajan according to this verse of Shikshastik, then the Nathas will never enter inside of us. Therefore, also understanding that Krishna is inside the heart of all living entities, one should offer respect according to that person's position.
Anukulasya sankalpa. Tatvarsya vivarjanam. The six symptoms of Sharanagati is reading. It is definitely needed, Sharanagati, to perform Bhagwan's bhajan. If you don't have Sharanagati, do not take shelter, then your mind will become restless. You will always think that I don't have any protector, nobody is protecting me. That's why here it is said, whatever is beneficial for bhakti, that thing should be accepted. And that person, those things which are obstructing bhakti, you should not associate with such things. Remove far away from your life.
Krishna,
he is my sole protector and nobody else. Nobody else can protect me except for Krishna. Krishna is one and sole maintainer. for me. If Krishna would have been protecting, if he has such belief, whatever difficulties he comes, still he doesn't, he just keeps on chanting Hare Krishna, he doesn't get disturbed. Haridas Thakur had so much trouble. The Muslim king, he told him to be whipped in 22 places. Still, he did not say, don't hit me. He did not protest. He just kept meditating on his chanting. He is thinking that, oh, this is the some reaction to my karmic activities, or Bhagwan has wanted. If somebody is protected by the Lord, who can kill him? If you are whipped in 22 places and don't leave life, and he is asking the Prabhu, when whipped in 22 places, whatever, somehow my life still doesn't leave me. And when the God said that if you don't die, we will be killed by the king, then he said, okay. Then he dropped as if dead. And then he was thrown in the river Ganges, his body. And when he was, after some time, again Hare Krishna in the same body, and he came back on the banks. If you have desire to chant bhajan, this is the way that you should behave. Whatever distress, happiness comes your way. This is the reactions to my karmic activities. Krishna, by His mercy, is mitigating all this to me. Therefore, give me priti. You should have patience. If Krishna protects, he should have firm faith. Krishna is protecting me only. Oh mother, you, oh brother, you help me. Oh, you protect me. Oh mother, you help me. This is obstruction, such mentality. No. Unflinching faith, belief in Krishna that He is protecting me. Maharaj Ambarish. Durvasa Rishi was right in front of him present, and this demon was manifested from his hair, and he's coming to kill him. And what he is doing? With folded hands, he is accepting whatever is coming his way. If I have to die, I will die. And then Sudarshan Chakra himself, within a fraction of a second, came. He killed this demon, and now he is chasing Durvasa Rishi also. Like this, have firm faith in. You should be fully peaceful, and like this, with this mentality, this heart, you will be able to chant Hare Krishna. Reading. This body, maximum, what will happen? It will live maybe for 100 years. It is definitely going to be lost. And then we have to die, maybe 120, maybe 25, maybe 150. But definitely this must come to an end, this body. Definitely this body is going to fall down. Old age will come, disease will come, so much distress will come in this body, to this body. Doctors will come, they will help me. And if you will always be thinking about doctors, you're always mind will be restless, then what kind of bhajan you will perform? What medicine are you desiring? You drink the nectar of Krishna, that your all diseases will be uprooted and no disease will come your way. Birth, death, and diseases, nothing can disturb you. Like this, if you have firm faith with Nishtha, that, I will keep on still chanting. Translation. One more definition, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here. Reading. 100 years and what? Your body becomes so old, useless, so many diseases come your way. And one day it falls down dead. Then this body is burnt. Or if it is put in the earth, then it is eaten by worms and insects. And do not have attachment towards this such body. O mind, listen my true words. Definitely this body will fall down. Do not be attached to this body. Do not be attached to this body. Be attached to Hari Bhajan. Don't desire happiness in this world. Oh, there is happiness in this marriage. You are fool if you think like this. Double mood. Double foolish. Nobody has gained happiness in marriage. And you will now gain happiness in marriage. Brahmacharis and sannyasis, they get married and then they are thinking, they are drinking this poison. Nothing, happiness comes your way. So many times you have got married. And now, as a dog or a hog, what? They don't even need money to get married. They just join together. Nothing. They can join together. They just reside in the fields and give birth to 6 kids, 8 kids in one moment. When you think about these things, renunciation will come in your heart. This birth of human life is for performing Hari Bhajan. Nothing else you need to do in this life. If you perform Hari Bhajan, your life is successful. Definitely, rest of the happiness will be destroyed. Have complete faith, belief in this and perform bhajan. Translation.
Anukulyasa Sankalpa Pratikulyasa Bhajan. Here, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda has quoted the 6 symptoms of surrender, saranagatis. Therefore, it is very much necessary in the bhajan of the Lord to have these 6 symptoms of saranagati or surrender. If there is no surrender, then the mind will become restless. And one will think, if Krishna will not protect me, who will protect me? Then one will make one's own endeavors. Therefore, anukulyasya sankalpa, that person or that object which is opposed to Hari Bhajan, we should never associate with that. We should stay very far away from him. Rashasya viswas, apart from Krishna, no one will protect me. Apart from Sri Krishna, no one will maintain me. Therefore, one should have this strong faith in Sri Krishna. And with this strong faith, one should tolerate all difficulties that arise in the course of our life. Just see the example of Sri Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he did not cry, "Save me, don't beat me." He made no endeavor to protect himself. He understood any suffering that comes my way is all the mercy of Bhagwan. Raghavi Maharavi Joey Chantuha. O Krishna, whether you kill me or save me, all is your desire. Therefore, despite being beaten in 22 marketplaces, the guards approached him. If you do not die, you will cause us trouble. Therefore, Sri Haridas Thakur became absorbed in samadhi and fell as if dead. The guards approached the Chankazi. What shall we do with the body? Then the Muslim king said, oh, throw him in the Ganga, then he will not achieve a good destination. If you bury him, and you may go to heaven like other Muslims. Therefore, they threw his body in the Ganga. But by the mercy of Krishna, his body became again rejuvenated, and he came out of the water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Sri Haridas Thakur taught us by this example, whether unhappiness comes or happiness comes, we have to tolerate. We should understand whatever comes in our life is a result of our previous karma. And we should understand this is Krishna's mercy. And when Krishna sees us tolerating this, then he will give us love for him. Therefore, in all conditions, one should be patient. One should maintain one's patience and steadiness and understand Krishna will protect me. Therefore, instead of crying, oh, father, save me. Oh, brother, save me. Oh, wife, my wife will save me. One should give this up and have complete faith that only Krishna will save me. Just see another example of Sri Ambarish Maharaj. Even though the Rakshasi Kirtitya that came from the curse of Durvasa Rishi came to burn Ambarish Maharaj to death, without fear he simply folded his hands and remembered the Lord. Immediately the Lord sent his Sudarshan Chakra, which burned the Rakshasi to death and freed him from anxiety. There were no conditions the mind should be fixed on Sri Krishna. By doing this, one becomes free from any anxiety, even death. Therefore, if I'm not mistaken, Pariksit Maharaj spoke this verse from the Bhagavatam. O Gurudev, I'm not afraid of death. I'm not interested in any mantra or medicine. Simply give me the nectar of the holy name. Therefore, this body will drop one day, in 100 years, 120 years, or 150 years even. But one day, this body must die. Disease must come. Old age must come. That time, if you simply run to the doctor and take many, many medicines, you will not be saved and the mind will simply be more restless. Therefore, the only medicine which destroys this disease of old age, birth and death, that is Namamrita, the nectar of the holy name. Therefore, this body is made of 100 joints. It must fall soon. And when it falls, it will become the abode of worms. Therefore, one should have no mamata, no feeling of possessiveness towards this body. O mind, listen carefully. Thakur Bhaktivinoda has given his own commentary here. O mind, listen carefully. Do bhajan of the Lord. This body is made of 100 pieces. And one day, it must fall. Therefore, before this body falls, one should give up all attachment to it. Therefore, man, listen very carefully. What I'm saying is most true. This disease is not cured by any medicine. It is cured only by the name of Krishna. Therefore, one with complete faith, one should chant the name of Sri Krishna. Therefore, after hearing all these things, how much we are foolish that still we are thinking of marriage or performing marriage. Therefore, such a person is not only a fool, but he is double fool. Therefore, brahmacharis and sannyasis should not perform these things. How many times in our previous existences we have married? Even a pig or dog or jackal is superior to us because they have marriage, but without the endeavor, without the cost, and without wedding feast. Therefore, if we should think of all these things, that even the animals are superior to us in material happiness, then vairagya, detachment, must enter our minds. Therefore, brothers, Harinam is the only medicine. By this, the imagination that material life will give us happiness will be destroyed. Then with Nishtha, one can reform the chanting of the name of Sri Hari.
Reading.
न मे देशो अस्ति न प्रिय हे भगत तुम मां bhaktya, maitya devya. Surya samdarsina, surya samdarsina.
The sun is equipoised towards
it.
He is shedding equal sunlight to everyone. Everywhere it manifests its sunlight. But if you close yourself in a room and close the doors, where sunlight enter your room, cannot. Similarly, if a person says, oh, this sun is, he is not equal towards all, this is not proper. Bhagawan is having equal vision towards, he is not everyone, he is not envious towards anybody, he is everybody he considers equals. Why he is not able to liberate some, and why is he able to not help others? It depends on what kind of bhajan you perform. Who is performing bhajan? He is not partial towards anyone. You perform your bhajan, Krishna will be merciful on you. If you do not perform any bhajan, how come he will be able to bestow his mercy upon you? You should also have eagerness towards bhajan. Reading.
प्राण प्रयाण समय कपबिंत पाद कपबाद पित्ते कंठावरु धन पिताओ गुस्सु भजनम तस कोन भक्त प्रार्थना कर
शुड प्रे ओ कृष्ण
अमर मानस राजहंस आज के ही अपना पाद पंकज पिंजरे से आबद्ध होए
Please, let your names from today, let them enter, manifest in my hearts. I don't need this tomorrow, I need it today. Suppose tomorrow I leave my body, then how will I be able to perfect my bhajan? When you are dying, it's very painful. And that time, will you be able to chant? That time you will be thinking that, oh, when I will die, then I will chant. It's not possible. Now is the possibility. Now is the situation. Leave everything. Perform Hari Bhajan. Otherwise, when death will strike you, and at the time of death, your throat will be choked, you will be in so much pain, suffering, trembling in pain. That's why it is described here. O Prabhu, O Krishna, my day is going in waste, sleeping, eating, drinking. Right from today, I want to absorb my mind in your names. Please let your names manifest in my heart. I want to capture your lotus feet in the prison of my heart. At the time when I'm leaving body, my throat will be choked, and that time I will not be able to chant your names. My tongue will not be able to chant your names. Like this, becoming humble without duplicity and chanting Harinam all the time in association of devotees. Bhagwan definitely will protect you. You should have firm faith that Gurudev and Vaishnavas will protect you. If you do not have such faith, definitely one day you are going to fall down. If you have firm faith, even if they chastise you, if you do not take their orders, instructions, Oh, he is my dearmost friend and he is chastising me, he is instructing me to for my benefit. But if you leave from the temple to your home, then finish. Your spiritual life is, you do not accept any chastisement from them, your life is, spiritual life will be finished. Reading. Shri Krishna.
Radha pakka anne tyagi khe. Yashoda mata ke nana prakare singar kare. Tahan Baldev prabhu arsab sakha sange.
Yashoda mother decorates him in so many ways, and then along with Baladev he goes to the forest to graze the cows. Nanda and Yashoda, the Brajabasis, they follow him some distance. Krishna says to stay, but they do not agree. They follow him some distance, and sometimes Shri Radhika in to Jatila, her mother-in-law, she says, please give me permission that I should go to perform Surya Puja. Jatila says, yes, you can, I will also follow you. I will help you in performing your worship to the Surya sun god. And now Krishna has also gone to the forest for grazing the cow. Now Nanda Baba has followed him some distance, and now he is waiting near where Radharani has gone to Surakun, and Krishna has entered the deep forest. Now the dust from the hooves of the cows, now it is settled. Then Nanda Baba, now watching this, now he returns back, and he cannot even see the dust raised from the hoofs of the cows now, but still he is very restless. Similarly, the gopis in Venugit, they describe how, remembering all these pastimes, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare.
Is the sun partial? The sun is equal to all and gives its rays to everybody. But if someone is closing the windows and staying in their house and then criticizing the sun, well, the sun is shining on everyone but not on me. Is this proper? This is not proper. In the same way, Bhagavan is Samadarshi or equal to everyone. For Sri Krishna, no one is beloved, no one is hateful for him. But to that degree one performs Hari Bhajan, and to that degree one catches the mercy of Sri Krishna. Therefore King Kulashekhar, his Mukundamala's daughter, he says, O mind, which is like a royal swan, O Sri Krishna, I pray that my mind, which is like a swan, may be bound in the lotus hem of your feet. May your name manifest in my heart today. Because at the time of death, my throat will become full of mucus and will make a rattling sound, God, God. At that time, how will I remember you? Therefore, Sri Krishna, I am praying for remembrance of you now. At the time of death, one will be very restless, very difficult to remember Sri Krishna. Therefore, he is praying that the name may manifest in his heart today, now. And that way, his mind will always be bound to the feet of Sri Krishna. Therefore, always stay in Sadhu Sangha, the association of the devotees, understanding that Sri Gurudev and the pure Vaishnavas will always protect us. If they give us some punishment, some chastisement, we should understand he is my most beloved friend. He will always save me. But if we are unfortunate and think otherwise, then we may leave him and go to our house and marry. Therefore, the high-class devotees remember the Astakali Lila of Radha Krishna, that after taking the Radha Srimati Radhika's cooking in Nanda Baba, that time Sri Krishna, Sri Balaram, and thousands of cowherd boys go cow grazing to different forests of Vrindavan, following him are Nanda Baba and Sri Yashoda, entreating Krishna. At that same time, Srimati Radhika approaches her mother-in-law, Jatila, and requests, now is a good time to go forward and worship of the sun god. Therefore, Srimati Radhika also exits the house. And at that same time, Krishna has gone cow grazing. Srinanda Baba is following Sri Krishna as he goes cow grazing. And till that time, the dust raised from the cows has not fallen to the earth, then Srinanda Baba remains there. What is the condition of the gopis at that time? Though they are in their houses, they are not happy, and their condition has been described in Vedic Gita. Therefore, the high class devotee, as they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, they remember these pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna. Go there, Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What an announcement, please.